Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
Swifts, and especially swallows, are the dominant diurnal insect predators. When the bats call it a night, these birds take over. All these critters do make the world more pleasant for you and me. We have 7 species of swallows in the Bay Area: barn, violet green, tree, northern ruff-winged, cliff, bank swallows, and purple martins. The latter two are quite uncommon. But there's one of these swallows on a mission, that is, on the mission called San Juan Capistrano. Yes, those so-called Capistrano swallows are more accurately known as cliff swallows. And do these world-famous birds actually arrive on March 19th, St. Joseph's Day, as promised by that city's Chamber of Commerce? Well, not exactly, but pretty close. If you're an exclusive insect eater in the temperate zone, and the cold of winter causes your food supply to dwindle, you've got 2 choices. You can hibernate like some bats do, and one bird called the poor wheel does as well, or you can migrate to where there's an abundant supply of insects. Beginning in September, cliff swallows fly south, some all the way to Paraguay and Argentina. Large flocks of up to several hundred take a leisurely journey of about 3 months. And here they overwinter, again for 3 months, finding apple insects to eat. And then another slow journey back north. Swallows have what ornithologists call sight fidelity, and they return very close to where they were either raised or successfully nested the previous year. So, it's another 3 months in North America, nesting and raising young, before returning to the land of the gauchos. And as their common name indicates, these swallows originally required cliffs for nesting. But human-created structures like Catholic mission posts, and especially bridges over creeks or rivers, provide the ideal nesting habitat. Consequently, cliff swallows have actually expanded their range as humans have built more bridges and buildings. That's some welcome good news. This is Michael Ellis with a Perspective.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.